Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
So when Kevin Cash came out to the mound last night.
Oh, my God.
What were you thinking? I mean, what was going through your mind as he came out to talk to
Blake Snell? You knew he was taking him out. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You just knew it. Because I'm saying to myself, this guy is like, they're not touching this guy. Not touching him. Is he going to let this guy pitch? This is what I'm thinking. Seriously, as you're getting into like the fifth inning, I'm thinking is he going to let this guy go? I mean, how many pitches did he take him out with? 80? 82?
Yeah, it was a very low pitch count, right? Yeah.
Like 82, 83?
Yep.
I mean, with your season on the line, and I understand this is what they do. Okay, this is what Tampa does. And obviously, Cash, they got a game plan. You know, it's almost like it's football. You know, they got the sheet out. Okay, this is our game plan. We're going to let him pitch X amount of pitches, X amount of innings, and then we're bringing our other guys in, no matter what the situation is.
Right.
And it's brutal. It was brutal. And they got what they deserved. That's exactly what they got.
I know that for you, you wanted to see Tampa Bay win this series. And understand why.
Yeah, because I can't stand the Dodgers. I mean, now look, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things.
No.
But you know my feeling on the Dodgers.
But I don't know if you felt this way. Was there almost like a heel turn at this moment where you're like, you know what? You make a move like this, blanket, let's go Dodgers. Just finish them off now. Because I was rooting for the Dodgers to begin with. But that would put me over the top, and it actually made my interest in the Dodgers winning because I kind of wanted a Game 7, and we'll get to why Game 7 may not have happened anyway. Right. That's a different story. But it made me want the Dodgers to take advantage of this even more because of the absurdity of what Kevin Cash decided. It made me root for the Dodgers even harder, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I understand what you mean. I understand. And look, I mean, Tampa Bay is the quintessential, modern-day sabermetric team. I mean, that's what they are. Analytic team. They are all about it and to a fault. And you know, and it's not good, man. You know, a lot of life is, you know, spontaneity. Seat of the pants. Let's see how things develop. Let me see. Yeah, I got this game plan, but if things are going a certain way, you know, maybe I should just stay with the way things are going because they're going so well instead of trying to implement, you know, whatever this grand scheme is that we got, you know.
Yeah.
And what happens is, and what happened to them last night was they outsmarted themselves.
Well, the thing that actually bothered me, believe it or not, as bad as taking Blake Snell out was, which everybody is saying. I mean,
of course,
think everyone has the same opinion this afternoon. But what actually bothered me more is I've sat there and watched almost every playoff game.
Right.
Nick Anderson is not any good right now.
Right.
Okay,
I
know that. I would assume most baseball fans watching the postseason, like Nick Anderson has given up a run in 6 or 7 straight appearances. He's not good right now.
Yep.
So
it
wasn't only, hey, I'm in a rush to take out Blake Snell. And by the way, he doesn't want Blake Snell facing the top of the order a third time. Mookie Betts was 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts.
Yep.
Corey Seager was 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. And Justin Turner, more on him later, he was 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. So he not only got out the top of the order 6 times combined, he struck every one of them out. He dominated.
Yep.
So not only is it absurd to not push Blake Snell a little bit further, but why, Kevin Cash, are you in a rush to go to a reliever? And I don't give a damn about Nick Anderson's regular season numbers. The regular season was a million years ago, okay? Yeah. The regular season was, think about it, the Mets were playing when the regular season was going on.
Right.
Why are you in a rush to go to a guy who's been dreadful in the postseason? They deserved everything they got, Joe.
And I mean, and just the practicality. Who would I rather have pitching to Mookie Betts and Justin Turner? Snell or him or Anderson? Is it even the best? Just because the guy's lefty? And I couldn't believe this, too. They said, so I don't know if it was Joe Buck that said it, whoever said it, Ms. Smoltz, whoever. Snell has not pitched six innings like in a year and a half.
That is true. That is true.
Six innings in a year. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that is absurd.
Well, remember early in the season, like he would basically pitch two or three innings. That was essentially
right,
what he would do.
Right, right.
So they have, and I understand that. If that's going to be the point of, well, come on, Blake Snell doesn't pitch six, seven innings. This is game six of the World Series, and he's dominating. And nobody's saying that, you know, if Blake Snell continues to put guys on base, you have to keep him in the game. Nobody's saying that.
Right,
but he gives
right.
up one base hit to Austin Barnes, and that's enough? Look, if he gave up a double to Mookie Betts, which, spoiler alert, Nick Anderson did, okay, fine.
Right.
But
right.
can right. you give him more than, you know, two base runners getting on? Because that's all it was. It was a Chris Taylor single in the third inning, and it was that Austin Barnes base hit. And again, you're going to a reliever. If you were going to a dominant reliever who had been so brilliant during the postseason, while I wouldn't agree with it, Joe, I'd understand it just a little bit more. A little bit yeah. more. You go to a reliever that's been terrible.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, this is one of the things that bothers me about baseball. I mean, it's just, it's too much of this now. I mean, I got a pitcher that's pitching a great game in an elimination World Series, you know, to keep me alive in a World Series. Well, what am I doing? You know, it doesn't make sense to me. I understand what it's all about now. I get it. The matchups and this guy to that guy and pitch counts and all of the insanity. I get it all. But it certainly came back to bite the Tampa Bay Rays last night.
You know what I was thinking about? And I know Blake Snell's not the most popular guy in the world for that, Twitch video he had a few months ago.
Right.
But Blake Snell is a competitor. And 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
He was not happy. I mean, the look on his face when this guy came out was.
No, he was ticked off. And look, this year they babied him. But if you go back to 2019, there were a handful of games in which he pitched six innings. There was one game he pitched seven innings.
Well, the year he won the Cy Young Award, I mean, and I didn't even realize this. He threw 129 innings that year?
Yeah.
That was
it? Well, but you remember one of the things about that year is he missed time due to injury.
Yeah, okay.
So he missed, I think it was about, not a month, but let's say 3 to 4 weeks. So that was really the thing that brought his innings down, besides the fact, and it wasn't that low. I think it was about 180 innings, 180 or so.
Right.
So if he had made those 4 or 5 starts, he's close to 200 innings. So there was a debate, though, you know, during the Cy Young vote, hey, how much should innings be a factor when deciding if this guy should win the Cy Young or not? But a part of that wasn't that he wasn't going deep into games. It was the fact that he had missed 4 or 5 weeks. But he is a guy, if you look back at the Cy Young season and you look back at 2019, he has pitched 7 innings in a game before. He just hadn't done it this season because they were babying him.
That's unbelievable.
But if I'm Blake Snell, I would almost have a serious conversation with management and say, I don't want to do this. I'm a real pitcher. I'm sorry. I want to win. I get it. I want to pitch. We said that about Gerrit Cole a year ago when he signed with the Yankees, that Gerrit Cole should sit down Brian Cashman and say, look, I'll sign for all this money, but let me be a pitcher.
Yeah.
And they pretty much did.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't babying Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, no. They did not baby him at all.
But I would think there are pitchers in baseball, and Blake Snell may be one of them, who says, you know what? I don't like this. I don't like the fact that you only let me go 5 innings in a game, and I certainly don't like the fact that after I give up a measly base hit to Austin Barnes in the 6th inning, you're in a rush to get me out of the game for a guy who gives up a run every single time he's out there.
Yeah. Nah, look, I mean, what does Cash have to say? What's his mantra that he says? Everybody has to check their egos at the door. This is how we do it here. Something like that. I you know what? At some point, it's got to be more of the human element. You know, you can only control these games, and this bothers me too with baseball now. You know, with this way of thinking, you can only control these games to a certain point. Do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as a manager, as a general manager, there's only so much control you have. It still comes down to the players going out there and playing the game and executing the game. It still comes down to that when all is said and done.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter how much control you try to put on it, there is nothing that's foolproof. Nothing.
No, you're right. You know, when you watch a lot of these games, you start to know the habits of the managers. So I'll give you a small example. I know just by watching these games that late in the game, Enrique Hernandez comes in to play second base.
Right.
And then usually Chris Taylor moves from second base to left field. So it's the eighth inning of this game, and all of a sudden I see Edwin Rios is playing third base. And I'm like, wait a second. Justin Turner's due up next inning. They don't take Justin Turner out for defense. What the hell is going on? And I just kind of forgot about it because it was like, all right, that's weird. And the World Series rolls on. Dodgers win the World Series. And actually, I wanted to watch the ceremonies. I wanted to hang in there. I wanted to see Rob Manfred, who got booed, you know, like crazy by the fans. And also sounded very, very strange when he was talking. First there's concerns, is he all right health-wise? Then there's the joke of, did he have too much to drink? And apparently it was the reverb in his headphones, but the guy was slurring his words like crazy. So luckily, there's nothing wrong with him, and it was just the reverb, but it was bizarre. But all of a sudden, our buddy Kevin Burkhardt, you know, starts the post-game show and says, we have some breaking news. And I'm like, you know what? He's going to tell me the Jets traded Quinnen Williams. They're actually going to tell us that. Don't do it, KB. Or maybe Burkhardt got the scoop from Marshawn or Neil Best about what you were going to say. And I'm like, Kevin, don't be doing this during the World Series.
Yeah, I don't think the country cares about me retiring, you know? Let me say that.
So Kevin just says, Justin Turner tested positive for COVID, and that's why they took him out of the game. And my head is spinning. Like,
well, how did he start to get? When did they test him? During the game?
Here's what's come out over the last, 12 hours or so. He had a positive test.
Right.
They let him play. They wanted a second test, which they gave yesterday, and it came back in the middle of the game. And that's when they took him out. Meanwhile, he's already played the game.
Right.
He's already been in the dugout.
Right.
This is a sport that was canceling weeks of baseball games when there was a positive test.
Right.
And, I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but when you do things in a certain way, it creates a conspiracy. It makes it easy to believe a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Baseball didn't want to postpone Game 6 of the World Series. Baseball doesn't want to postpone Game 7 of the World Series.
Well, they could have sat Turner, too. I mean, it could have just been a case where Turner didn't play. I mean, that could have happened, too. I mean,
that could have been an option, sure. So Turner comes out of the game. Everybody's now feeling bad, like, oh, my God, Mr. L.A., he went home to play for the Dodgers. They win the World Series. He can't even celebrate. And then he basically tells MLB security, you know where to go, and he goes on the field and celebrates.
Yeah. Well.
And so I don't know, was that responsible on Justin's part? It was very irresponsible, but I think in the moment he was probably not thinking straight. His team just won the World Series. And it didn't seem like Dave Roberts gave a damn. I'll tell you that right now. He was sitting right next to him.
No, I'm sure he didn't. I'm sure. Look, what should have been done is that when he tested positive, they should have just held him out of the game. This is it. We're going to play this game, but Turner can't play. And then it's over. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah, and I think that we would look at it the way we have throughout all sports as if it's an injury. Didn't play this week. He got hurt, even though it's not an injury. It's a virus, but now it creates this element of, did he just spread it to the entire L.A. Dodger team? And look, Rob Manfred's not going to care because, hey, I got my season done.
The season's over. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So for him, he may not care, but that was like the typical ending, Joe, to this baseball season, to have something as crazy as that be the icing on the cake.
Well, 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can you say? I mean, but you know what? With that said, and I said this about the NBA and the NHL, and I'm going to say it about Major League Baseball. They got it done.
They did get it
done. They got it done. Okay, they may have staggered in with this thing with Turner at the end, but they got it done. They got the season in. They got, in spite of the Miami Marlins not playing for 2 weeks, in spite of the Cardinals in their situation, in spite of the Mets who had that weekend, 3, 4, 5 days, whatever, where they didn't play, in spite of all this, in spite of the Justin Turner thing yesterday, they got the season in. They got it done. They got to be very, very – I tell you, they got to be happy, and they got to be pretty proud of themselves that they got it done, to be very honest.
Oh, yeah, relieved, I think, is the other word.
Relieved is another word. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
that they got relieved through it.
Right,
and
right.
I can't speak for everybody. I can speak for myself as a baseball fan who enjoyed the postseason despite my team not being in it. It was real, and it was spectacular, to quote a Seinfeld line. I mean, this was a real series. It was a real world champion. It was a real postseason. There is nothing in my mind delegitimizing what we just saw. The Los Angeles Dodgers are the world champions.
And in all the craziness, we talked about the expanded playoff situation, and you're probably going to see two teams, maybe not great teams, wind up in the World Series and all that. Well, when all was said and done, the two teams with the best records wound up in the two best teams during the 60 game season wound up in the World Series.
That's what we got.
Yep.
That's what we got.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.